You're with SBS Radio.
This year is a pretty big year because of the commemoration to Captain Cook, the 250 years since coming to Australia on his expedition.
Yeah.
And the conversations, I guess, around the issues and the stories of the First Nations people, I believe, will be a highlight for this year. There have been many great discussions over the past year, a few years. Conversation has now come more into light this year. I'm seeing and hearing more people will be speaking about the move forward, the solutions, and bringing all the conversation into the forefront, but more actions behind it.
250 years of Captain Cook sailing the area. If you listen to some of the storytellers, they say, oh, well, he discovered. But the area had already been, some other Europeans have navigated the area. And First Nations people had been navigating the area for decades and centuries before, thousands of years before that.
Yes, absolutely. And we know this through the text of history. However, for the country, that's what's documented. But before that, we've known that being that the world has been an explorative world, many cultures have come through here. And the First Nations people were here, as caretakers of the land, and still are. I think that will be a very major point of the conversations this year when we're discussing what does it mean on this day, the 26th of January 2020. It's not only this, the celebrations that happen, the celebrations of survival, but it's the opportunity to really remember and look at the journey as First Nation people and as a country have come in the understanding of the stories, the diversity, but also the first story of the country.
And this is a feature in your song, Freedom, Freedom, a song where you sing about the history, the people have been around, but yet, you know, their story needs to be told.
Absolutely. I guess with the song Freedom, it's more an ode to understanding the continuation of cultural knowledge and existing knowledge of how it passes on, the importance of story, maintaining and retaining the story and retelling the story, no matter what form it comes in. And also, the most prominent point within that song was the emancipation of the mental state and the mental visions. You know, how me as an individual understand the context and I work within freeing myself of things that I believe that were holding me back. With the stories you tell yourself, from imposed ideologies, how it's set to disempower you, where as me as an individual, I can release that from my mind and think of a different way moving forward, or become different, act different, become a better me. That's what freedom was pertaining to, freeing the mental chains.
Leading towards Australia Day, I can't help but ask, what are the plans in Cairns and in the islands? What's being projected for January 26th?
The islands, they will be doing the same. There will be celebrations, but it will be the opportunities to have the discussions and the reminders and really put on cultural programs to showcase that we're still here and survive. Cairns will be doing pretty much the same, but I will actually be in Sydney and having a conversations in Sydney from the perspective of Mau Power as an artist and also doing performance there to celebrate Survivor Day with the communities and the city of Sydney.
Any shout out, any message you'd like to send out to the people out here?
Just be positive, stay strong, be inspired. I like to always put the ethos out, stay inspired, stay empowered, and stay connected. And we can do that by sharing our stories, our history, and our knowledge. I guess that's really what I want to do, and I just want to set a positive tone moving forward into 2020 and beyond. That we are here to, here on a certain amount of time in this world as caretakers of our great planet Earth, our nature and our environment, and be able to live in love and peace with one another.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.